This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Nearly 120 million Americans are still under heat alerts. Eric Harris works for Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling in Indianapolis.
Air conditioners really aren't designed to keep up with temperatures over 100 degrees. So if you want your house to be 68 and it's 100 degrees outside, it might not be able to keep up with it.
Governor Andy Beshear briefed residents about the recent severe weather in his state. Kentucky experienced the heaviest rainfall in its history Wednesday, bringing devastating floods.
We're certainly seeing more severe weather patterns year in and year out, and it means we have to be prepared. We have to build our roads and our bridges, our water and our sewer systems to be able to handle what previously wouldn't happen in 100 years.
Hollywood actors and writers are angry about Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos, saying he was raised in a union household amid the strikes of both of their unions. Writer Tash Gray picketed in Los Angeles.
You knew where you came from before we started this.
A strike deadline is looming for UPS workers. It would be the biggest strike in 60 years in the U.S. if the Teamsters Union can't reach a deal with the company by July 31st. General President of the union, Sean O'Brien.
They've rewarded Wall Street. They've rewarded CEO. They've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package. Now it's time to reward the people that touch those packages, the part-timers, the single moms, people that are working two or three jobs at poverty wages.
Florida's Board of Education is facing scrutiny for new standards on teaching African-American history. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Critics see it as an attempt to rewrite history.
I don't think that black parents are going to stand for their children being taught that our ancestors benefited from enslavement.
Marvin Dunn is a retired FIU professor.
That's nothing short of just pure evil to do that, and especially when it's being done for political purposes.
President Biden talked safeguards to protect people from inappropriate uses of AI. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Experts believe that AI is going to disrupt millions of people's jobs in a very short amount of time. We need to consider how can laws be constructed to make sure that those disruptions are for the better good of humanity, but also don't have terrible impacts on people's daily lives.
Singer Tony Bennett died yesterday at the age of 96. Joe Levy is the entertainment editor of The Observer.
A great interpreter, someone who could bring so much to both the melody and the story of the lyrics of the great American songbook. Someone who was a star for generation after generation.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that
welcome
I feel.
Welcome back
inside.
To the second hour across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide. The Civic Media app to the Todd Albaugh Show along with Mr. Aaron Zombers, our producer and engineer. The incomparable Tony Bennett. Little old black magic, Dave Brubeck on piano there. Thanks for dialing that up, Mr. Zomers. Tony Bennett passing away earlier today at the age of 96 as we continue to remember him. Genius, musical genius, national world treasure. And we're going to miss him terribly, but certainly he has lived a fantastic life, had a great life, and lives just an incredible legacy of music and art. I have a book here. For those on the stream, Facebook and Twitter, a great book called Tony Bennett in the Studio, A Life of Art and Music. And I didn't realize until I got this book years ago of what an absolutely accomplished painter. Watercolor was his favorite medium for art, and also just pen and watercolor drawings. If you ever get a chance, pick this up. You can find it occasionally on sale in places like I was going to say the Book Nook. That was an old book place back in Richland Center in the 70s. Barnes & Noble is what I meant to say. Is a great place to get it. But Tony Bennett in the Studio, A Life of Art and Music. Just a talented guy, and we remember him today. Welcome back to hour number two. Great to have Brady Ewing in hour number one. Gave away those Milwaukee Brewer tickets. We've got two more Milwaukee Brewer tickets we're going to give away in a little while. But guess what? Luke Mathers, our executive producer, has also graced us with a couple of Wisconsin State Fair tickets. That's right, the Wisconsin State Fair. Can't believe I'm going to say this. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, August 3rd through the 13th, the Wisconsin State Fair down there in West Allis, just outside of Milwaukee in southeast Wisconsin. And if you haven't been to the fair before, or if you've been a long time, you need to go check it out. It's not just the cream puffs, which alone would be worth it. See some great animals. You know what my favorite part of this, one of my favorite parts of the State Fair is, Mr. Zomers?
I don't know. Please let me know. I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to figure out a way to get down there. We should do the show from the State Fair. That'd be fun.
That would be.
So I love going through the building where all the people are marketing stuff. like the Ginzu knife. It's like infomercials in real life. You got guys and gals up there, you know, they're chopping, they're dicing, they're cooking, you know, and they're performers is what they are. And so they take like the Ginzu knife and they cut a tin can and then they cut a tomato and they got lines. They got jokes. And so some of them are really good at it, some of them aren't so good at it. But you know, they got like the Shamu. The Shammy guy? That's fantastic.
Or the ShamWow?
The ShamWow. That's what it is. Not the Shamu. That was a whale. But the ShamWow, yeah. I love walking through that. I rarely buy anything, but for the entertainment value alone, it's fantastic. We're going to send you there. If you can give us a call, we have four tickets. So we'll take caller number two. The second person to call in gets four free tickets. You can use them anytime between August 3rd and the 13th to go to the Wisconsin State Fair. Caller number two at 844-967-2789. I forgot the opening, but let's do it anyway.
It's a free ticket Friday. Step right up. Your shot at tickets for the Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
See, this is the problem. Is that we rarely have anything like an open or anything that's like, you know, slick and produced. But our fabulous, guy, Todd Michaels, came up with that great opening. And we get to use it more often. So I messed it up. So I apologize, Mr. Summers. That's on me. But yes, your chance to go to the State Fair. And it is fantastic. It's caller number two. So I can see caller number one on the board. I'm sorry that person did not win. But now this may be a setup. Because Aaron apparently is caller number two, not Mr. Zommers, right?
No, this is a different Aaron.
A different Aaron. All right, let's go. Speaking of Southeast Wisconsin, let's go down to Milwaukee. Aaron, you are caller number two. Congratulations. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
My pleasure. Where are you listening to us from?
The east side of Milwaukee.
All right. Are you on WAUK over the air or on the Civic Media app?
Over the air.
All right. Very good. WAUK down there in Milwaukee and the Waukesha area. Appreciate you listening in. Have you been to the State Fair before?
A few times, yep.
All right. Very good. What's your favorite event at the State Fair? What's your favorite thing to do?
I'll probably see the bands.
All right. Very good. Very good. We'll enjoy it. Stay on the line, Mr. Zommers. We'll get your info. We'll make sure that you get these tickets. It's four tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd to the 13th. Aaron, congratulations. We appreciate you listening down there in Milwaukee. There you are. We're going to come back, take your phone calls as well, have more tickets before the end of the show. We have Mr. Zommers' Board Game of the Week, Mimosa Friday, what we're thankful for, and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tal Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kine.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high near 85. Chance of showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. Mostly clear skies overnight, a low around 58. Sunshine and a high near 85 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. That's weather from SevereStudios.com.
It's 57 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Johnny Mercer from Savannah, Georgia. You know, he was asked what his very favorite popular song was of all time. He said, a song written by a colleague of mine, Gus Kahn from Chicago. And here's that wonderful song. It seems like dreams like I've always had could be, should be making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, some way, maybe you'll come and say, it's you that I need, and you'll be pleading in vain.
Welcome back to the show. It is now 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Tony Bennett, who left us earlier today at the age of 96. Mr. Zommer's beautiful rendition there.
Yeah, this is It Had to Be You from his MTV Unplugged live set. And I absolutely recommend, if you have the opportunity to watch the whole thing, you should. But at least look up the YouTube video for this song. Mm-hmm. His performance is very physical as well. It's not just his amazing voice and storytelling, but the charisma he has and the different like poses. And it's also natural, but it's so precise at the same time. I don't know. He's an incredible performer all around.
He really was. And we will always have those memories, thank goodness, both from vinyl and digital now, on soundtracks, and of course that MTV appearance that you note as well from the video. Just absolutely fantastic. And all natural. And before we go on to the next subject, we do have a text in on the text line. Anybody can text in 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text, call in if you want. Little open line Friday, I don't mind that. But one of our new listeners at WLCX, the Eagle, up in La Crosse, not too far from where I was born, southwest Wisconsin. La Crosse, of course, over on the western part of the state, Mississippi River, can listen to us on AM 1490 now on WLCX, the Eagle in La Crosse.
And this text is coming in through the app, which is the best way to text us on the Civic Media app.
Then if you don't have the Civic Media app, you can download it. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute to download, which is what Gail King calls a deal, at least about the CBS app. So here's what somebody texted in. This listener from Toma, love Toma, spend time in Toma. Used to go see Ed Thompson in Toma. Great guy, former Governor Tommy G. Thompson's late brother, Ed Thompson, the Teepeed Supper Club there in Toma. Great place to enjoy a meal and a beverage. Boy, I'm not sure what your name is. I appreciate you calling in. This listener says, quote, I like you, Todd, but your constant fake chuckling makes it hard to stay tuned into your show. Well, if Mr. Zommers points out, if you know me, it turns out I'm as irritating this person in person, apparently, as I am on the air.
That's not how I would put it. I would put it that you're just a happy, chuckly guy, and it's a fun time.
I guess. I mean, I find life amazing. I find it exciting. So I'll try to tone down. It's not fake. It's not. I really. The best compliment I've had, by the way, since we started this show last fall. It's been statewide for about, 3 weeks now? A month?
About a month, yeah.
I've lost track. Best compliment I've gotten so far is my friends Jonathan and Allison. and their teenage daughter, Allison is the mother. Jonathan Allison. Lauren is the daughter. Parker is the son. Lauren said to her parents, they were listening to one of the podcasts of this show, and she said, huh, he sounds exactly the same way he does as when he comes over and sits at the dining room or the kitchen counter and has dinner with us. And I thought that was fantastic because that's the vibe I'm going for.
Yes, just I can definitely tell you. Before the show started, Todd and I got some pizza at Novanta, a great place in Madison to get some authentic Italian-style pizza if you're interested in that. Yeah. But anyway, got some pizza and talked about it. And that's one of the first things that Todd said to me is that he wants it to be genuine and to just have people have a conversation on air, and that making a fake persona would not be as successful or just as interesting. And
we just want to be ourselves, right? I do you think I'm dramatically different on the air than when I'm off?
I would say definitely not.
Right. I'm as goofy on the air as I am off. But we appreciate the call. We appreciate the text there from Toma. I'll try to tone the chuckling down. Now we have someone else from Madison says, personally, I enjoy Todd's chuckles. I guess I didn't know I chuckled that much, but all right. Mr. Perry lets me know. He says, area kennels are complaining that your chuckling is disturbing the dogs. Well, all right. You can hear the dogs howling now all across the city of Madison. Anyway, so if you want to call us or text us, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It is open line Friday. We have Mr. Zomer's board game of the week coming up a little bit later. Also, it is Mimosa Friday. We're going to be asking you what you are thankful for. And we've still got two tickets left to the Milwaukee Brewers game on Monday, July 24th at 7:10 versus the Cincinnati Reds. It is a battle royale for the National League Central standings. Brewers right now 2.5 games ahead of the Reds. We'll give away two tickets a little bit later in this hour. I want to talk just about a subject here that our crack staff has come up with, and I think this is fantastic. America has an epidemic, and the cure is known. Right? That's fantastic. That the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, has put out an important national health advisory about a serious epidemic in America. And by the way, an epidemic is when a disease is widely present. A pandemic is when a disease is rapidly spreading. So the epidemic is of loneliness, isolation, and a lack of connection to others. This is a great topic. We've talked about it before on this show. But as cool as our cell phones, our smartphones, the streaming, as cool as all the technology is, I think it has left us as human beings more lonely, more disconnected. We know that loneliness and isolation increase a person's risk to develop depression, anxiety, or other mental health challenges. A lack of connection to others increases the risk for premature death from heart disease. Did you know that? Stroke and dementia. Whether it's ourselves or someone we know, there is a clear link between physical and mental health and loneliness, isolation, and a lack of connection to others. So what do we do? Well, according to the Surgeon General, he has a prescription, and it's a medicine that's already available. To quote Murthy, quote, relationships are a source of healing and well-being hiding in plain sight, unquote. For a list of several ways that can be helpful, you can go to Google it up, type in Surgeon General Priorities, Surgeon General Priorities. Here's three things at no cost we could all do. Number one, make use of the physical places that bring people together, like parks, playgrounds, sidewalks, a gym, or a coffee shop. You ever think about that? I do that. I love walking down State Street and going to the Union Terrace here on campus. Just hanging out, people watch the water, have a beverage. So just being around other people can help fight loneliness. Number two, evaluate your use of media and the web so it doesn't detract from meaningful and healing connections with others. Right? I've said this before, and I did this for the first time, I think ever, last night. I walked from our station here on State Street down to the terrace, and I left my earbuds in, and I listened to music. And I get it. It was, you know, it was fun. But what you miss are the sounds around you, whether it's just people, nature, traffic. I do think it makes it more isolating. So we should be cognizant of our use of media and the web. Number three, here's an easy one we all do. Call your mom or your dad or whoever else you love. Who do you miss? Give them a call. We have the technology now. When you miss somebody, just pick up the phone, give them a call. There might be a person in your life who maybe they're not always a lot of fun to talk with. Well, give them a call. It might make their day. Perhaps it'll make their week. Give the loneliness a break. Revive the connection. Renew the relationship. Give health a boost. Reach out. Call. Do it today. You will not be sorry. 26 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom in Sauk County. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Mr. Alba, it's about your hard-to-remember call-in phone number.
All right. Give us a call.
The staff member that was sent to the phone company and came back with that number deserves a thorough dressing down. And if he, she, they are wearing a dress, so much the better.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I know, 844-967-2789. But it's easier if we could just say 844-96-PARTY. The last five-digit spell party.
Memory experts say that to remember something, we need to create a mental picture. All right. May I do that for your listeners?
Please. We got a minute and a half.
It begins where we go each day, the Civic Media Studio in Madison, a block from the Capitol. Mm. In that same building happens to be the Comedy Club. Yeah. One day outside, who do we encounter? One of the best comedians of all time, Matilda O'Callaghan Notaro, a.k.a. Tig Notaro. All right. And Tig says, let's go get something to eat. I've only got a few minutes. Now, we watched the episode featuring Tig on Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates Jr. Mm-hmm. So we know her dad's side was Italian, so she's familiar with terms like forget about it, yo, yes, and yes. Bada bing. We know that her mom's side is from Wales in Southwest England. And as woke students of history, we know that pasties came to Wisconsin with the Welsh settlers who mined lead at places like Mineral Point.
Yes.
The perfect place to take Tig Notaro is one block away, Miles Teddy Wedges, at the head of State Street for a takeout pasty.
Yes. Big cheesy. Go ahead.
When the pasties are ready, Tig is outside admiring the pride flag flying over the state capitol. So you say, Tig, yo, pasty. The keypad numbers that go with Tig, yo, pasty are 844-967-2789. That's the truth. Hope it was fun.
That's the best call of the week, maybe the month. Write that down. That's how you remember it. 844-967-2789. Trig, yo, pasty. Back with more after this on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Are you one of the nearly 120 million Americans under heat alerts? Eric Harris works for Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling in Indianapolis.
Keeping your house closed up during the daytime, right? Close your windows, drapes, things like that to help just kind of keep that heat out. When it cools off in the evening time, open your windows. kind of let that cool air come in and the house kind of cool off.
Still no contract worked out between UPS and the Teamsters Union. Workers could go on strike July 31st. General President of the union, Sean O'Brien.
The drivers that are out there providing goods and services, keeping supply chain solution moving.
Florida is generating controversy again.
There were some boos from the audience when Florida's Board of Education approved new guidelines this week for teaching Black history in public schools. One for middle school students says instruction includes how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along.
Welcome back to the Tom Walsh Show on a Friday.
Fly me to the moon.
Going to listen to a little bit more Tony Bennett, who passed away today at the age of 96.
And let me play among the stars. Thank you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
There will never be another singer like Tony Bennett. Remembering him today and his family, of course, passing away after a few years of a battle. I believe in 2016 is when he first got diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and of course went on to have that phenomenal concert a couple of years ago at Radio City Music Hall with Lady Gaga. Did you see that, Mr. Zomers? Did you watch that? It was a great CBS special, one of the best things that CBS ever did.
I've seen some clips, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Google it up or dial it up or go to Paramount Plus. It would be worth signing up for Paramount Plus to watch that show alone. I'm not making it up. And really what you need to do is you need to watch the CBS 60 Minutes episode where Anderson Cooper interviewed predominantly his wife, Susan Benedetto. But there were a couple of where Anderson talked to Tony a little bit. And the thing is that you can tell, and his wife said, look, he's not in pain. He's happy. He gets up every morning. He knows me. He basically kind of knows his kids. But everybody else, he really doesn't know. And he'll kind of sit there and he'll be happy and he might draw a little bit or whatever. But then they'd say, hey, Tony, do you want to sing? Yeah, I want to sing. And his piano player would come in and start playing the music. And there was no sheet music in front of Tony Bennett. There was no sheet music. He just stood next to the piano in his apartment in New York. And his pianist would start playing a song. And you could see it on his face and in his eyes, just like that. He lit up. And he suddenly became Tony Bennett, the Tony Bennett. And he'd sit there he'd stand there in his mid-90s or early 90s and just sing these tunes. And he still had it. And so Lady Gaga was also interviewed in this 60 Minutes interview, in Anderson Cooper. And she gets emotional telling this. It was after the performance at Radio City Music Hall. And during the rehearsals, Lady Gaga would come in to the rehearsals with Tony. And he'd say, hey, how are you? Hey, darling, how are you? There she is. But never said her name. And so she said, yeah, I really couldn't tell if he really knew who it was or not, but I was just happy to be there, and his voice sounded great, so we're going to do this. And she comes on stage, and it was the highlight of the concert for me. Tony's in the middle, and suddenly the spotlight goes across, and Lady Gaga is dressed to the nines. And Tony Bennett says, Gaga! And he knew exactly who she was. And her face just, you know, lights up and melts simultaneously because she said he knew who I was. He remembered. And they stood there and sang together, and it was magical. And they had thought about going on the road because he loved it so much. And then his family said, you know what? Let's end this on a high note. We don't want to put him out there in a situation where, you know, God forbid, he just goes blank on stage, because that would just be embarrassing, right? And you don't want that for anybody that you love. And that Radio City Music Hall concert was so magical and so great. The family was just like, you know what? Let's end it there. And I think that was the right decision.
I think so.
It was, but if you ever get a chance, that 60 Minutes interview with Susan Benedetto and Tony on Alzheimer's and what he was going through in his later years, but then to watch him come alive through music. And then that CBS special with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga from Radio City Music Hall. Wow. Absolutely just outstanding. Really, really good stuff. Remembering Tony Bennett today. If you want to call in, talk a little bit about Tony Bennett or anything else, we'd love to hear from you on a Friday, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Alternatively, Tig, yo, pasty.
Or Tig, yo, pasty, as our caller Tom said before. That was the highlight call. I'm sorry, that was the highlight call of the year.
I think so. It's going to be hard to top that.
And it's spelled T-I-G-Y-O-P-A-S-T-Y. Tig, yo, pasty That is 844-967-2789.
And you know, I'd try to relay the story again and portray that image, but I think what we're going to have to do is just play that recording again.
I think so. We'll have to send, that to our promotion and department and see what we get. We'd love to hear your thoughts as well on this this story we were talking about before the break. The sense of loneliness that a lot of people are feeling right now. And is there a connection to technology? Do you find that the more you use technology, perhaps the more lonely you feel? We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-8789. 844-967-8... pardon me. Try that again, Todd. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Some of the things from the Surgeon General that we laid out, ways to not feel lonely because of technology. I love the one about just going to physical places that bring people together. Because it doesn't force you to have to call anybody or make plans. You just show up. A park, a playground, a sidewalk. Go to the gym, a coffee shop. Just being out and among other people. I think that's super helpful. Also evaluating the use of media and the web to make sure it's not distracting you from meaningful and healing connections with others. We are at the end of July, Mr. Summers, or partner, the end of July. And I have yet to get out in a kayak with my friend Kurt, and we need to change that soon. Because being out on the water and having to paddle is something I find immensely connecting.
You know, I actually haven't gone kayaking with Kurt yet either, and I think I have to change that.
We absolutely have to change that.
Who's Kurt?
My good friend Kurt Kohler from Monroe, Wisconsin, the father of my two godsons. So we should absolutely, we have three kayaks.
Yeah, so I can just show up.
You could. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you out there on a kayak and do a little paddling.
You'll be like, who's this? And you'll be like, oh, this is Aaron.
Well, he knows who you are because he listens to the show.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. We like to go to Bad Fish Creek here in Dane County. Great place. Really, really, really relaxing. So what is it that you do to get outside and enjoy the outdoors? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Should we talk a little bit about 988, as long as we're on the subject of mental health?
Sure.
So, being July, the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline launched in July of 2022. It's had its first year so far. It has been a huge success. The Lifeline received over 4.5 million calls, 10 times more than the calls to the 10-digit phone number. So before you had to dial, you know, a bunch of different numbers, a full number. Now just 988 is all that you have to dial to get through to the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. However, surveys show that only 1 in 4 people know about the Lifeline. So as awareness grows, it may be of a help for many more people in crisis. You, my friend, might save a life by making others aware of the Lifeline. The 988 Lifeline is available 24 hours, 7 days a week with trained counselors at dozens of call centers. And super cool, the counselors speak English or Spanish, and interpreters are used for 240 other languages. Super impressive. Texts and chats are in English and Spanish. The Lifeline is for suicide-related calls and here's the key, and for anyone who needs support for any mental health or substance use crisis. Let me say that again. The Lifeline is not just for suicide-related calls. It's for anyone who needs support for any mental health or substance use crisis line. The Lifeline is available for any family member or loved one of a person in crisis. When you call 988, you first hear a greeting message while your call is routed to a counselor at a call center based on your area code. If you're a military veteran, you can press 1 and be routed to the veteran crisis line. If you're in the LGBTQ community and under 25, you can press 3 to be routed to a counselor trained for specialized support. In its first year, the Lifeline cut, the cut its average wait time for a counselor to come onto the line from 2 minutes to 30 seconds. 30 seconds is all it takes to get through to somebody. 988, celebrating that 1 year. And thanks in large part to our United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, who co-authored that bill in Congress and got it through. President Biden signed it. And now 988 is a reality across America. Let's go to the phone line. Speaking of, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to Joe here in Madison, Wisconsin. Joe, thanks for listening to us. So what's on your mind on an open line Friday?
Just thank you so much for this information. It's really valuable, and I hope that you can return to this again and again, because it's good for folks to have that number out there and know that these services exist and how broad it is that the services that are provided. I think there are two points that I'd like to make. You were talking about this issue of loneliness and the Surgeon General saying that this can be, it can be very catastrophic for people. I would also, and one thing that had been offered was to look at technology as perhaps increasing the sense of people being distant and not able to connect. I'd throw into the mix that I think that may be possible for many people, but I would also throw in, I've got a member in my family who is disabled, and for him, the access that technology provides for him to have a community that goes beyond just the walls in his apartment is fantastic. Mm-hmm. He is literally hooked up, he's a veteran, to veterans groups and also groups for people with disabilities, you know, absolutely around the nation and more. And it's a place where it's a place to check in, say hi, see how folks are doing, what's happening health-wise, also to get information and to get support. So it's interesting how for his community, you know, for both veterans and for people with disabilities, technology has just proved to be a lifesaver. It just has proved to be that there are many ways to connect for him, and they provide great, great comfort and solace in his life. So, but one thing that is about technology that is certainly worth exploring, maybe in even greater detail, is this phenomenon that exists with technology where, you know, the FOMO, the fear of missing out, the fear that everybody's life is better than yours. Everyone's got it more together than you. They look better, are better, doing more. They're just having more fun and you're not. And I think that can be very inhibiting for people and really might be worth talking about more. Again, you know, both sides have their points. So thanks for bringing up this subject. I think it's really important and deserving of more conversation. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Joe, great phone call. Really, really appreciate you taking the time to call and to listen. And I think that Joe is absolutely correct. There are uses for technology, like she described, where you can be brought together. We just have to balance that. If we're not using it to bring us together, it can make us more lonely. So great point. Great call. Appreciate that, Joe. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. On the other side, we've got Board Game of the Week and two more Brewer tickets to give away. Stay with us on the Tom Walsh Show.
Hi. One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high near 85. Chance of showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. Mostly clear skies overnight, a low around 58. Sunshine and a high near 85 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. That's weather from SevereStudios.com.
It's 57 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
If you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Show. After the news at the top of the hour, Matt Flynn Direct, great program, not going to want to miss it. As we listen to more of the now late, but always great, Tony Bennett, Mr. Zomers. Never be another one like them.
Yeah, there's other great performers, but none quite like him.
No, none quite like Tony Bennett. Appreciate all of you calling in, listening today as we remember Tony Bennett. And want to give that number out one more time on the 988 Suicide Crisis Hotline, or Lifeline as they call it. Remember, it's not just for people who are dealing with suicidal thoughts. There are people who are dealing with any crisis. A mental health crisis. If you need to talk to somebody, simply pick up your cell phone or your landline and dial 988.
I know one thought that a lot of people in a mental health crisis can have is, well, yeah, I'm struggling, but other people have it worse. I'm just a burden on this. And no, you're not. It might feel like that, but even if you're like, well, I don't have a plan to hurt myself.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you're not struggling, and it's still a resource that's there for you.
Yep. Absolutely. 988. And there's somebody standing by 24 hours, 7 days a week to help you out and get you through it. One of the things that can help all of us, our mental health, is by getting together with friends, family, whoever, and playing a board game. It's time once again on a Friday for Mr. Zomer's Board Game of the Week.
Come one, come all, for the board game of the week. Here we are on Friday, July 21st, for another edition.
This time, the Spiel des Jahres edition of Board
Game. Say that again?
Spiel des Jahres. That is an annual board game award in Germany. Translates to Game of the Year. And it's been around since 1978, 79. I don't remember exactly. I have done Board Game of the Week with several games that have won this before, and I'm sure there will be more, but including Rummy Cube, which was the winner in 1980.
Played a lot of Rummy Cube with grandparents over the years.
Oh, yeah, and it's a good winner. Code Names, King Domino, Azul, Ticket to Ride, Settlers of Catan. So plenty of games that I've talked about have won this. And this award focuses on games that are family-friendly, and so it's easy to play, but elegant mechanics and a great theme. It's just, it looks for the whole experience of gathering people to play and not being too complicated to figure out. So this year the winner was Dorf Romantik, the board game.
All right.
Dorf Romantik is a German word that literally means village romanticism, but it really means like the feeling you get when you long to be in the countryside.
Oh, and what's it called? Want to say it again?
Dorf Romantik. D-O-R-F-R-O-M-A-N-T-I-K, all one word.
Has nothing to do with like with dwarf on golf.
No, or dwarves. No dwarves. It's dwarf, not dwarf.
Right.
And it was originally a video game, but it translates perfectly to a board game. So there's a reason it won. It is a very relaxing game where you have these hexagonal tiles that represent different features of the countryside or villages, and you play them out following some rules to maybe make little villages or farms. Mm. And you can play it by yourself, as the video game would be, or with up to five other people. So you can get six people and all just kind of zen out together and make some beautiful countryside villages. And that's why it won the Spiel des Jahres award this year.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. So it's a 30 to 60 minute game. It's very easy to play and fun for everybody. And it costs about $30, though since it just won over the weekend, right now it's sold out on Amazon. So you're going to have to go to a local game store or just wait.
All right. Very good. And how much does it cost again?
$30.
$30 and the name?
Dorf Romantic.
There you go, Dorf Romantic, your board game of the week. What a week it's been, Mr. Zomers.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're both ready for a little Mimosa Friday.
I think so.
What are you thankful for this week, Mr. Zomers?
I am thankful for the engineering team here at Civic Media.
Yes. Let's give a hand to the engineering team at Civic Media.
They've been putting in work. Last week, we had some issues at the old studio, and they decided, you know what? We don't need sleep this weekend. Mm-hmm. Instead of fixing the old studio, let's just rush everything into the new one. And right. So here we are. They got it to work, and we've had a couple of minor issues during the week, but again, minor, and they're fixed, and they do great work.
Yeah, they really do. They're a fantastic group of guys, and we appreciate all of them. Appreciate you, Mr. Zomers, as well, doing overtime work and Yeoman's work, and really, really appreciate that. I guess I'm thankful for the weather. We got a little bit of rain this week in some parts of the state. I know that's going to help some of our ag folks with the drought. Not everybody got what they needed, but at least some people got some. So certainly thankful for that. And again, thankful to our team here at Civic Media for keeping things going under some difficult circumstances this week as far as the technology side. But we're still on the air, and we're still here in our brand new studios in downtown Madison. So thankful for that as well. And thankful, quite frankly, for the weekend, Mr. Zomers.
Yeah, yeah.
We finally have a little champagne toast, a little mimosa toast on a Mimosa Friday. Mr. Zomers, just like Kenny Chesney, who maybe we can talk to someday, but as Kenny Chesney says, who lives like we do?
We do.
Absolutely. And we toast all of you, and hopefully that all of you can take a little time for yourselves and get outside, as we said, get outside and enjoy some clean, fresh air, some natural resources, and also spend time with people that you love and enjoy. Sometimes that's just the best medicine when the news can be a little overwhelming, hard to swallow. But stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn is going to be up next with Matt Flynn Direct. Always a great program. Always going to make you laugh a little bit, chuckle. Also inform you, Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock then, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It's never personal. Only politics. It is the Devil's Advocates. Then coming up at 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. Always a great time with Maggie, an attorney herself. Great new program here in Civic. And Pizza Box Mike from 7 until 8. And then at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. At 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Great program on tap there as well.
Oh, quick shout out. We just got a text from Lake Geneva about the game Nerts, which is basically multiplayer solitaire. Great recommendation. I have played it before, and it's
really
awesome. NERTZ. Just look it up. All you need is a few different decks of cards that have different backs.
Great. An additional bonus board game of the week from Lake Geneva, Nerds. Thanks for everybody who tuned in and listened across all the different places to find us. We appreciate that. Thanks to Brady Ewing for being our guest in the first hour. Mr. Zomers, always a fantastic job on the board. And of course, above all, thank you for listening. Stay tuned now for Matt Flynn, director of the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging on your drum.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.